Good afternoon, sir. I will be your doctor for the day. I'm the company's chief of medicine, and I'll be performing the final phase of your pre-employment screening. Now, I see from your chart that you've already had a thorough exam by one of our staff doctors, and it looks like your lab results came back without any red flags. Overall, I would say that you're healthy and in good shape for someone your age. However, I will need to perform a few more tests to make sure you possess proper sexual functionality. Yes, sir, you heard me correctly. The company insists on a comprehensive medical examination, and that does include a check of your reproductive system. In a few moments, I'll collect a sperm sample, but first I need to perform a preliminary inspection. If you could come stand here, please. Yes, right here in front of me. And now drop your pants. Yes, sir. Please drop your pants. I need to inspect your penis. I'm sorry, sir, but this is quite necessary. The penile inspection is mandatory. You do want the company to hire you, correct? Okay, then. Just stand still for me and keep your arms at your sides. I'm going to undo your pants and then pull them down. Okay. Your penis appears to be normal. Your testicles, too. I will need to observe you achieve and maintain a full erection. Are you comfortable stimulating yourself manually while I observe? No, I understand. Many men your age are apprehensive about masturbating in front of a complete stranger. Would you like for me to assist you in developing an erection? Yes, I'm serious. I am a medical professional, and I have no problem in manipulating your penis for you so that it becomes hard. So don't worry. This is a purely scientific exercise. I should warn you that I will not be stimulating your penis with my hand. I've found that using my mouth is much more effective. Let's begin, shall we? Your erection is developing rather quickly. I can feel your penis rapidly engorging as I lick and suck it. Yes, indeed. I believe your penis is almost fully erect. And you are maintaining a full erection with continued low-intensity stimulation. You are doing very well, sir. I should be able to give you my recommendation if you can sustain my mouth sucking your penis for a few more minutes, so try and hold on a little bit longer. Is something wrong, sir? Your body is tensing up and... Yes. I can definitely feel some sort of tremor when my tongue laps against the head of your penis. You're not about to ejaculate, are you? Oh my. I didn't expect you to ejaculate so prematurely, and I certainly didn't expect you to ejaculate into my mouth. I wish you had warned me. If I'd known you were about to come, I could have taken the opportunity to collect a sperm sample, but instead I accidentally swallowed it all. Do you have a history of premature ejaculation? That's too bad. Being a premature ejaculator won't necessarily disqualify you from getting hired by the company, not unless you fail to achieve and maintain an erection long enough to engage in sexual intercourse. That is the next portion of the examination. I need to make sure that you also don't suffer from performance anxiety or erection loss when confronted with full sex. But before we begin, I will need to suck your penis until it gets hard again. There's a time limit for achieving a secondary erection. If your penis doesn't get hard within the first 30 minutes of me sucking and licking it, I will have to terminate the examination. Do you understand? Okay, let's try this again. Oh, good. your erection is coming back. A short refractory period is always a positive indicator. I think you sufficiently erect. I'm going to have you lay back on the exam table while I climb into your lap and straddle you. No, sir, we won't be using a contraceptive. I can't authorize the use of a condom for this part of the inspection. Not with your condition. The latex barrier would deaden the sensation to your penis, which might cause an artificially delayed ejaculation. I'm going to have to insist on bareback sex. It wouldn't be fair representation of your ability if you were spared the pleasure of my tight, sweet wetness gripping your penis. Yes, accidental pregnancy is a possibility, but that's a risk I'm willing to take for scientific accuracy. And besides, I'm going to dismount before you have another orgasm. I plan to finish you off with my hand so I can collect the sperm sample. But first, I'm going to have sex with you. Try to relax as I lower myself onto your penis. And slide myself up and down on top of you. I can feel your penis. It feels so... It feels so... Here, let me undo my top. I want you to lick and suck my large breasts. I will help you stay hard. That's right. Taste my huge breasts as I ride your erect penis. Do you feel like you might ejaculate soon? Would it help if I kissed you? I could use my tongue if you think it will help. You seemed to like it earlier when I wrapped my tongue around the tip of your penis. What's happening, sir? Are you ejaculating again already? Are you ejaculating inside me? I can feel your penis spilling your semen. It's jerking and throbbing. It feels so good. I can feel you filling me up with your semen. That was unfortunate. You had another premature ejaculation. But don't worry. I think I'll still be able to approve your application. Your penis seems to function properly, perhaps even a little too well. Your performance was technically adequate, and I believe that with time, I can help alleviate your premature ejaculation condition. You will need to come to my office a few times a day for at least 6 months for sexual sensation and arousal therapy. The only way to limit the frequency of your premature ejaculation episodes is to systematically expose your penis to increasing levels of direct sexual stimulation. Essentially, I want to train your penis to accept intense sexual pleasure without popping too early. I'm going to make this my top priority, and I will clear my schedule so I can personally administer your treatment as often as possible. I'm confident that evening and weekend sessions will not be necessary in the long run, but for now, you can expect me to make house calls daily. I also have a king-size bed all to myself at the house, so we can meet there for your sessions too, if you'd prefer. Now, since I failed once again to retrieve an uncontaminated sperm sample, I'm afraid that I will need to assist you in achieving a third and hopefully final orgasm. I'll begin by sucking you to a full erection, and hopefully I'll be able to manually drain you into a specimen cup this time. But you must warn me when you feel an orgasm approaching. If you ejaculate into my mouth again, I will have to start all over. Shall we begin?